Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Thursday, folks, going into a Friday. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. A ton to talk about as we approach AFC and NFC Championship game coming up this weekend. Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Commanders. People might not have thought that the Commanders were going to be in the conversation for a heavyweight battle, but boy, let me tell you, have they proven everybody wrong this season. I don't think there's a single person that expected them to not only make the playoffs, but go on the road twice, take out the number one seed, and make it to the NFC Championship game where they face division rival Philadelphia Eagles. And obviously on the other side, Chiefs Bills. We all remember the game from a couple years back. 13 seconds on the clock. Mahomes takes him down the field. They kick the field goal. That was when there was still only one possession in overtime no matter what. Travis Kelce gets a touchdown. Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. Bills eliminated. Are we going to see a different story? Will it be another Swift and Kelce Super Bowl run? Who knows? But all I know, man, is I couldn't be more juiced up for these games. We're going to go over them. I'll give some predictions on what's going on. We'll go into some other NFL news as well. Cowboys head coach, the Jets and Bears hire new head coaches. We're going to bring on Zaid Hussain for the first segment to discuss the Ben Johnson hiring. He's a huge Bears guy. I want to hear what he's got to say about it. I know how I feel about it, but I want to hear how Zaid feels about this as a Chicago Bears fan. We'll touch on some college football stuff as well. Season's all wrapped up. Ohio State national champions, but there's still a lot to go through with what's to come for college football looking forward. And I want to dive a little into these NFL mock drafts. The Tennessee Titans said they're not going to let a generational talent get passed up at the number one pick. The odds for Travis Hunter soar, but mock drafts say they're taking someone else, so stay tuned to see who that is. I can't wait to dive through it all here on Sports Overnight America, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'll be right back with you guys. I'm your host, Tyler Dean. So much to go through. Don't move. Be right back.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, here with your host, Tyler Levine, presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Let's get him in here. Zaid Hussein, happy Thursday, my friend. How we doing?
What's going on, bro? Cannot complain. Happy Thursday. Man, big, big week of NFL games this weekend, Championship Sunday. Lots to cover, lots to talk about. My Chicago Bears finally got a head coach, and let's dive all into it.
Let's start right there, because I've been dying to hear your thoughts on the Ben Johnson hiring. I know you were looking for an experienced vet who's won before, maybe not a Super Bowl, but who's been around the block. You know, you were talking to someone like Mark Vrabel, who's obviously with the Patriots now. I think it's impossible to be upset with the Ben Johnson hiring, but like, what's your actual feeling on this? Are you worried even in the slightest, or do you think that this is finally the turning point for the Bears franchise?
Look, I'm fine with it. I wouldn't say I'm ecstatic about it because, like I said, this is a guy that has proven nothing. This is his first time being a head coach in the league. I think him going out and trying to get a guy in Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator is a great idea. And I'm just happy at least he's an offensive-minded guy. But, you know, like, with our luck, our offensive-minded coaches have just been garbage. You look at Matt Nagy. You look at Mark Trestman, Adam Gase. All these guys were guys that were supposed to take our offense to the next level and never really did. Hopefully Ben Johnson could be that guy. It's real interesting to think about. You know, it's rare that you see a offensive coordinator who's dominating in one team go to a team that's basically their rival in the same division. So Dan Campbell got a lot of replacements too because he lost both of his coordinators now, and we're going to see how good of a head coach he is for Detroit this upcoming year with those losses. But for my Chicago Bears, I think, you know, we could have done worse. We could have got like a Mike McCarthy, which I'm glad we didn't. So I'll take the Ben Johnson hiring, but I'll take it with a grain of salt.
All right, so let me ask you this. I think that he's going to do a great job with the offense, but when you're an offensive coordinator, you can sit in the film room and scheme up plays and, you know, how you want to run the offense and all that. When you're a head coach, you got everything to worry about. Do you feel that he has the personality and the mentality to be a head coach, or is it just too early to tell?
I think it's too early to tell, man. I really think you have to wait and see what the offseason looks like, and then what our first couple weeks of the regular season. It's just too early. Remember, there's guys that could look great as coordinators, but once they become the head coach and the head honcho of a football team, it's a completely different story. I think we've seen a lot in the past of guys. I mean, look at Josh McDaniels. He's a guy that was, you know, looked at as one of the best coordinators in the league, goes, becomes a head coach, and it's a complete disaster. And there's so many other coordinators that you could just name. Look at Even though I think he was judged unfairly, look at Robert Saleh. He goes from being one of the best defensive coordinators. He goes, he becomes head coach, then he gets fired. There's so many times of coordinators becoming head coaches and it not working out. It's going to be interesting to see what Ben Johnson does and how he's able to take over a team that is a true disaster. You know, this isn't the same offensive line that you're going to have in Detroit. This is an offensive line that's horrible. This is a brand new quarterback who's now going to be making his second year. Skill position players that are tough to deal with, guys like DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. DJ Moore is a guy that has a real big ego, so dealing with that, dealing with locker room issues is going to be a real key to see what Ben Johnson does and how good of a leader he really is.
You alluded to Robert Saleh, and you must have read my mind as to what I wanted to ask next, because it's the other Detroit Lions coordinator who left, Aaron Glenn, to the New York Jets. The New York Jets have now hired, what, three in a row defensive coordinator, first-time head coaches, Todd Bowles, Robert Saleh, and now Aaron Glenn. Was this shocking to you? Because for me, this didn't feel right. And while I think that Aaron Glenn is a phenomenal defensive coordinator, has history with the Jets, and I'm certainly rooting for him because I think he's an exemplary human being, it just feels like the Jets keep trying to do the same thing over and over and over again, and it hasn't worked. How do you feel about this move? Because I'm going to be honest, I don't love it.
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's interesting because what are they going to do with Aaron Rodgers? Does Aaron Rodgers come back to the Jets and try out another year? Because he's a guy that on paper looked like he had a great year, but he was awful. I mean, so what direction are the Jets looking in? This is not a team that's a Super Bowl contender. You have an aging quarterback who's probably playing his last year or two if they're lucky, and then you really don't have a sense of direction. If I'm the Jets and I'm hiring and making this hire, I'm kind of doing it with a fresh start. I think they should go out. I think you get rid of Aaron Rodgers. I think you go, you start fresh with a new quarterback, you know, and see what he can do with the new team, because Aaron Rodgers is not the answer here. This is not a team that's competing for a Super Bowl, in my opinion. I think that they're ways behind, and for them, I consider it a fresh start. If you're going to get a new head coach, you should go get a new quarterback and start fresh.
I 100% agree. I think that for them, they need to let Rodgers go. I'm sure there's many teams that would love to have him. I could see him maybe going to Pittsburgh and a handful of other teams, but it just doesn't feel right for him to stay in New York. And to be honest, although Davante Adams had a good end of the season with the Jets, I think he's got to go too. They don't want that contract on their books. They don't want that cap hit. And if you're going to do it, you know, if you're going to start fresh, I completely agree. Start fresh. Don't keep old ghosts around because something has to change there. This season was – they might have failed to meet expectations more than any team in the NFL, if I'm being honest. And I don't know if you can argue that. Like, is there someone outside the Jets that you think, you know, failed to meet expectations? I know – the Bears had somewhat of the expectations, but like, let's keep in mind, everybody knew that Eberflus was going to be out at some point in the season before the season even started. And, you know, rookie quarterback. So it's very different. Jets fans were talking. I got a couple friends that are Jets fans. They were talking Super Bowl, winning the division, and there was no talk of being one of the worst teams in football, I'll tell you that much. So I can't help but agree. I want to ask quickly, because this report just started surfacing as of 20 minutes ago or so, that the Cowboys are set to appoint Schottenheimer as their head coach amidst a ton of backlash from fans, from analysts. Same thing, first-time head coach, hasn't accomplished pretty much anything. I mean, are the Cowboys just completely screwed? Like, is there no hope for this team as long as Jerry Jones is still around?
I mean, I wouldn't go out and say, you know, just bury Schottenheimer before he even has a chance, you know. I think that Mike McCarthy is a guy that was a bad hire from the start. You look at what he's done in his past. I mean, he had arguably the greatest quarterback of all time in his prime years and got one Super Bowl out of him. Schottenheimer, while he was the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, he wasn't even calling the plays. Like, from what I heard, it was mostly Mark McCarthy running the show. So, to me, maybe Jerry Jones sees something in Schottenheimer that he likes and wants to give him an opportunity. Maybe, you know, you see what he does on the year, and if he exceeds expectations, you give him a shot and you sign him to an extension. But I think it's not something that's as bad as everybody thinks it is, because he's a guy that really hasn't had a chance to do anything yet. And you got to remember, his dad was a great head coach in Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
So maybe he learned a little something from his father, because, you know, growing up in a football family and learning from some of the best coaches you can, I can't write him out without even giving him the shot, you know?
All right. You flipped me a little bit on this one. I'm kind of feeling it. I think they have a lot that they need to address. I mean, do you expect them to address the defense in the draft, or are they going to go for a running back? Because for me, like, they have to go for a running back. They're not going to accomplish anything without a stronger backfield. And to be honest, their offensive line is aging as well. Where do you think the Cowboys go in this year's draft?
Yeah, I think their defense on paper is not bad. You know, Ty, like they suffered from so many injuries in the beginning of the year where you didn't really get to see that defense fully healthy. Towards the end of the year, the defense didn't look that bad. And Cooper Rush was – they stole a couple of games that they shouldn't have won. So it's like – I think their defense is not as bad as people think. I think they just suffered from a ton of injuries. I think you go out, you get a running back, maybe you add more to the offensive line, and you see what you could do. You have good skill position players. Obviously, you have one of the best wide receivers in CeeDee Lamb. So, you know, this is going to be an opportunity for a fresh start, a new head coach, and maybe Jerry Jones isn't as crazy as everyone thinks. Maybe this guy could be the real deal. So I think it's worth giving him a shot. I mean, You can't say he's done bad when he really wasn't even calling the plays. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Maybe Jerry Jones isn't crazy. That is a hot take. But we will see. All right, Zade, stay right where you are. We're going to dive into this weekend's playoff games when we come back here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling, I know I do, that sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. See, before we dive into the NFL playoff picture, just a quick little note, a cool note. Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., all nominated for Offensive Rookie of the Year, LSU Award. I mean, these guys all just really turned it up this season. So shout out to LSU just producing NFL gems, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Jefferson, these three, just unbelievable what they're doing. It's like the Kentucky basketball, but for the NFL. All right, let's get into it. Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Commanders. Zaid, I got to give you credit because you pointed this out, and I will not forget the receipts. You said the Commanders were your team who can make some noise in the playoffs. You loved them going into it before there was a single snap. They went on the road and took down Tampa. They went on the road and not only beat the Lions, they stomped on the Lions, embarrassed the Lions on the road. Here they are, 6-point underdogs, going up against the Eagles on the road again. Are we going to see the Commanders in the Super Bowl this season?
You know, Ty, it was a glorious, glorious Saturday, I got to tell you. You know, I had Washington money line, I had Washington spread, so it filled up my pockets greatly. And, you know, Jaden Daniels is a guy, you mentioned, you know, the whole LSU squad. He's a baller, man, and I've been saying it for a while. And I just thought going into that game, the Lions really haven't played that dual threat type of quarterback that could be able to make throws, make runs, and you know, they got that two-headed monster in the backfield with Eckler and Robinson that are sneaky, really, really good, and no one talks about them. And then you got Scary Terry, you got Zach Ertz, you know, you got Zacchaeus, so many good underrated wide receiver weapons. You know, I forgot who it was exactly, but one of the NFL players were asked, who is the most underappreciated and best wide receiver in the league? And a lot of people mentioned Terry McLaurin as that guy, a guy that's not talked about, but an elite wide receiver one. You could go look at his numbers, and the things that he's done this year is truly impressive. Now they go on the road again, playing an Eagles team led by Saquon Barkley, who's obviously been, you know, the best second to none right now in the league. I think if the Eagles stick to the run, this is their game. But, you know, we saw them go away from the run last week a little bit, and that almost cost them the game. I think you need to give the ball to Saquon Barkley and go as far as he takes you. I think if they do that, it's going to be hard for Washington to win this game. I think, you know, the Eagles are very solid defensively. They've seen Jaden Daniels twice now this year. They know how to prepare for him. I got to like the Eagles in this game. You know, as much as I loved Washington, I think if the Eagles play the right kind of football, they win this game.
Do you think they cover -6?
I think they can, yes. I really think they can. I think it's time for me to, while I love this Washington team, I think, you know, it comes to an end here. I truly
jumping
think that.
Ship. So, man, oh, man. No loyalty. Cold. That's
Listen,
cold.
I'm loyal. I'm loyal to my pockets. That is what I am loyal to.
And, respect,
and I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell everybody to bet Washington when I'm not going to bet Washington at this point. I've rode them this far. They've won me a ton of money. And now this is just a tough spot for them, man. I think the reason why I like them against Detroit a lot, man, is when you play against a quarterback in Jaden Daniels that you really haven't seen before, you don't know what to expect until you're out there. And this isn't the same thing. This isn't the same type of thing we're dealing with Philly. Philly's a team that's played them twice in the regular season. Saquon Barkley's had field days against these guys. And I think if Nick Sirianni doesn't get cute, he wins this game. But if they decide to get cute and make Jalen Hurts a pocket passer and want to feed these wide receivers, then they're in serious trouble. But I think if you play through Barkley, you get the running game going, you get the play action going, it's going to be very, very hard to stop.
No, listen, in all seriousness, I was joking before, but I completely agree. So at some point, we see this every year, and to make an analogy, in March Madness with college basketball, we see the Cinderella stories, but at some point, you just think that the other team is just too good and they might have their number. And I agree, man. Like Detroit's defense, they were feeble. so many injuries. Haven't seen a guy like Daniels all season long. It was just a recipe for disaster. Coming off a bye, nonetheless, whereas the Commanders have the momentum of already winning a road game in a tough environment because Tampa is a tough place to play. And, I mean, you said it best, man. Saquon is the key to this Eagles team. And all he has done when he's faced the Commanders both the times this season, he's torn them apart. And this comes down to one thing for me, and you mentioned it, Nick Sirianni. If he doesn't try and get cute, there is no excuse for the Eagles to lose this game. There isn't. You're at home. You have arguably the best player in football. Arguably, well, I actually don't think this is arguable. Saquon's the most important player to his team in the league for me. If the Eagles didn't have Saquon, they are not playing in this game on the 26th at 3 p.m. There's no chance. I'm sorry. I'm not having it. While I think that Lamar and Josh Allen are equally as important to their teams, and it's very close, it's a different position. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, without Josh Allen, the Bills are not the Bills. But, you know, it's Saquon's too important, and I think that if they just run the ball, you said it best, Washington's run defense is not great. Jahmyr Gibbs had a 100-yard game against them in this fixture while they were pretty much down the whole game, the Lions. So, look, if Sirianni doesn't get cute, the Eagles win, and I think the Eagles cover, to be honest. I think there's going to be a lot of bite on this Commanders line because they're hot right now and people are feeling good about it. But I am not counting them out. I will not do that. Jaden Daniels has given there's no reason to. He's just playing at such a high level that you cannot count him out. And guys are stepping up, and I will say this. The defense is stepping up. They're getting turnovers. Diami Brown has been lights out. And you need to go on a magical postseason run like this, a guy that you are not expecting to go off. We expect a lot out of McLaurin. We expect a lot out of the running back backfield between Eckler and Robinson. But I don't think anyone is really expecting Brown to do what he's doing. And he's feeling good. You saw his Instagram post. He called out St. Brown for what he had said in the media. He's saying, I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. So let's see if he can turn up as well. Very curious to see what weather will be like here. Obviously, that was a huge factor last week. But, Zade, you mentioned it. The Eagles kind of got a little cute and went away from, you know, who they are, and they almost threw this game away. I mean, the Rams had a chance to tie the game with just the touchdown and win it with an extra point, and they were in the red zone, I believe, or if not right outside the red zone. So, look, the Commanders have to play a clean game, no turnovers. But if they can force the Eagles into a couple turnovers and have put Sirianni in situations where he's going to have to make a choice and, you know, really hold up their end of the bargain, they can definitely win this game. But let's shift over to I think it's – no one can argue this is by far the biggest box ticket fixture of the NFL season. It's what everyone hopes for ultimately, unless you're a Chiefs hater at the end of the day. Chiefs-Bills, AFC Championship game in Arrowhead. All remember the game, the infamous game, the 13 seconds left on the clock game. Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl, but 13 seconds is too much for Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and company. What are your thoughts here? Does Kansas City deserve to be a 2-point favorite in this fixture?
You know, I feel like every year we're having this conversation, Ty. It's should the Chiefs be a favorite? And every year they've shown why they should be. It's a tough place to go to and win, man. It really is. And honestly, after watching last week's game, it's just the Ravens look like the way better team. They look like the way better team. This is a team that had three turnovers and still went down the field, scored, and was a Mark Andrews catch away from going to overtime. And you couldn't play as bad as the Ravens played. And if they don't make those mistakes, just one of those turnovers, the Ravens are going to Arrowhead to play the Chiefs here. So I think the Bills need to stay on the gas pedal with Josh Allen. We saw them in the second half take the lead and kind of just, you know, go through the motions, kind of coast a little bit. The ball needs to be in Josh Allen's hands at all times if they're going to win this game. Yeah, you give it to James Cook here and there, establish a run a little bit, but at the end of the day, your best player on the field is Josh Allen, and you need to have him either running the ball out of the backfield on scrambles or throwing the ball on the run or RPOs all day. That's exactly what I would be doing. And I think if they don't give the ball to Josh Allen and they play the type of game that they played last week, Kansas City could go out there and roll. So for me, this is a game where I'm going to sit back, I'm going to grab a bucket of popcorn, and I'm just going to watch because I want nothing to do with betting on this game. I want to see what happens here.
I'll tell you what. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Josh Allen cannot be putting up a 16 for 22, 127 yards in the air, no throwing touchdowns, and then, you know, 10 carries for 20 yards on the ground. You know, he did have the two rushing touchdowns, which I'll give them credit for that. And I'm not saying that Josh Allen had a bad game by any means. But to go into Arrowhead in this environment and to take down the two-time reigning champs who are going for a three-peat, he's going to have to go off. We're going to have to see very similar to what we saw when they played the Lions earlier in the season, where if I read his stat line, your jaws will drop. We all know what it was. He had two throwing touchdowns. What did he have? Two rushing touchdowns as well. Four total touchdowns, 362 yards passing, 68 yards rushing. Like, that's the stat line that he's going to have to go and win this game. And I'm not going to have it. And I've been hard on the Chiefs all season long. But, like, ultimately, they know how to win these games. They have that experience. They've been in these moments. They've faced off against these teams. They've done it. There's no nerves here. This is just another game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it seems like you agree with me there. But I agree. It's too tough to tell with this plus two spread, minus two. Yeah, but, Zaid, as always, my man, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, brother. Take care.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Up next, we're going to dive into some college football NFL mock draft. I'm going to go a little deeper on this Buffalo Bills Kansas City Chiefs game as well, and we'll wrap everything up prior to a two-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Levine, here with you solo for the segment. Let's just chat about something real quick. Mark Andrews has been getting absolutely slammed. Him and his girlfriend had to turn comments off, deactivate Instagrams, not allow people to message them because of the harassment that he's been getting for the fumble and the dropped ball and the two-point conversion. And Chris Sims went on ESPN today and was talking about the two-point conversion, and he made a very valiant point that I had not really thought about. And watching the clip back just in this break alone, I was just looking at the video. You know, Chris Sims said Lamar made it as hard as it could for a wide open two-point conversion on Mark Andrews. Goes on to talk about who he's getting paid $55 million a year, and that throw is not on time and it was not accurate. And it was the right call. A lot of people talking about Derrick Henry should have got the ball. But look, Andrews was wide open and it was a bad throw. So I think everyone needs to cut the guy a break. The fumble, yes, that's bad. You got to hold on to the ball. You can't be turning it over in that spot. But ultimately, that's not the play that lost this game for them. You can say it is, but ultimately, the game would have been in overtime if Lamar had just thrown the ball accurately and on time to Mark Andrews. So spare me with the Mark Andrews attack. And can we stop doing this to players, please? I mean, it's just absolutely insane. You got to torture that. You think the guy's not beat up enough? You think this isn't what he lives for? I mean, this is they blood, sweat, and tears all year round. This is since they were kids, they dream of these moments. And to come up short in that moment and to feel like it's your fault is enough of a weight on his shoulders. And it's unfortunate because he's going to get a negative grade in Baltimore for that play. And they have a decision to make on his contract, whether they want to trade him, offload him, or keep him and take that cap hit going into next season. But let's finish up with this Bills-Chiefs game. I didn't want to cut myself short on this one because it's the biggest game of the year. And to be honest, I think it's the general consensus. Whoever wins this game is winning it all. I don't think that the Eagles or the Commanders can really stack up against either of these teams. I think the Eagles will probably have a better shot with Saquon. But look, the Chiefs defense is experienced enough to handle Saquon. And the Bills' offense is capable of overpowering anybody, regardless if one guy goes off on the other team. Now, specifically on this game, Buffalo +2, Kansas City -2. Kansas City opened as a -1 favorite. Money line, Kansas City -130. The Bills are +110. Over-under is 48.5. And look, we saw these two teams face off earlier in the season, and the Bills won that game. Now, look, let's just be honest. Winning a home game against the Chiefs is a lot different in the week 10 or whatever it was they played. Bills won the game 30-21. Kansas City had the ball at the end with an opportunity to tie, didn't end up doing it. Winning at home in the middle of the season is not going to Arrowhead in the AFC Championship game and taking down the two-time champs. Just throwing that out there. And look, have the Chiefs played the best football that they can this season? No. Is Mahomes having a career year and looking unstoppable? Absolutely not. But I don't care. I do not care. They know how to win these games. They are 15-2. They have not lost at home this season. And look, I will say, and I said it all week, the refs are obviously in favor of Kansas City. Might not be a popular opinion if you're a Chiefs fan. I'm sorry. I hate to break the news. I think that you would be insane to deny that the calls that Kansas City are getting is very reminiscent of Jordan in his day. It's very reminiscent of Tom Brady. But that's what happens. It's just how it goes. It's inevitable. So if you're the Bills, you can't let this get too close because you can expect a flag in an inopportune time that's going to cost you. And is that fair? I don't know. I don't believe in the word fair. It is what it is. What's going to happen is going to happen. I hope that the game doesn't come down to a flag, but it might. And, you know, the Bills have to know this. I think every team knows this. I mean, you saw the Texans. They knew going into that game that they were playing the Chiefs and the refs. And if they gave the refs an opportunity to decide the game, that was what's going to happen. So Buffalo's got to dominate for me. If Buffalo's going to win, they got to score 28+. I think if the Chiefs can hold Buffalo under 28, I think they win this game.
the other side of this is Mahomes cannot be turning the ball over, because this Buffalo defense is not the strongest. They're just not. I mean, the Ravens turned it over three times and still put up 25, and realistically should have had 27 if it was for an on-time Lamar Jackson throw to Mark Andrews. So if you're Kansas City, I think you kind of have the script here. Limit Josh Allen, keep him in the pocket, and if you can keep the Bills under 28, they win this game. With that being said, I think it goes under. I think the Chiefs defense is as legit as it gets. They have experienced guys. They have played in these moments. They have played in these games. The Bills, on the other hand, let's see what we're going to get. Are we going to see a nervy Josh Allen? He's been great at not turning the ball over. Is he going to play a clean game? What type of decisions is McDermott going to make? We know Andy Reid's been in these situations before. He's won multiple Super Bowls. He's won multiple division championships, or excuse me, conference championships. So I don't know where I am leaning. My heart says I want to go with Buffalo plus two. I don't know. There's something about this team. There's something about the way Josh Allen is playing that just makes me think it is their year. They are due. And man, is it hard to three-peat. Man, is it hard to three-peat. I don't know. I think I'm going to ride with the Bills at plus two. I think they win outright. I might dabble with the money line as well. And what I expect is that the Chiefs go into the offseason and snag an elite wideout. And I mean an elite wideout. Strengthening the offensive line a little bit. Mahomes has been getting sacked a lot this season. If you can limit that, you're going to limit the general turnovers that he has, whether it's fumbling or interceptions. A lot of the interceptions are thrown when he's under pressure, moving around too much, because he's, you know, people are getting to him too quick. So offensive line for the Chiefs, if they can hold it together, if the defense can lock in, they win this game. But I don't think we're going to see another game like we saw last week out of Josh Allen. I just don't. I think that with the season that he's having, I'm going to pull up the stat line right here. I think it's 100-something yards, no touchdowns through the air, 20 yards on the ground with two rushing touchdowns. We're not seeing that again. I'm just telling you right now, he's going off this game. And it's all about how the Chiefs can respond. Kelce will probably have a huge game. He seems to really show up in these big moments. And a little future prediction, if Chiefs do go on to win the Super Bowl, I'm saying it now, Travis Kelce retires on top, three Super Bowls in a row. He rides off in the sunset with his girlfriend Taylor Swift. Let's shift to a little bit of college football real quick. Because there's an obvious problem in college football. There's multiple problems. One, we just watched it. The seeding is messed up. It makes no sense. The seeding was wrong. It didn't feel right. I don't think there's a single person that can think that, you know, the way that this was all set up in the playoff, which ended with an Ohio State championship, made sense. Another quick little nugget I was seeing today, out of the last, I think, 10 national championships, Ohio State is the only one that in the season they won lost to a rival, didn't win their conference, and lost to an unranked opponent. The only one. There were some teams that had variations of those three. There was a handful that didn't have any of those, but the only team ever. So for those thinking that this was the most deserved champion of all time, I went on my rant on 2019 LSU 2 days ago. Let's pause. While I do think Ohio State deserved to win, they're not at all the most deserving. So let's throw that away. But I wanted to go to college football real quick as well, because one of the issues that a lot of people are having that I'm having as well is the transfer portal. Boise State head coach Spencer Danielson came out, I believe it was yesterday, and spoke how there were 13 of his players that were being illegally or, you know, against procedure recruited to go into the transfer portal while the season's going on, while they're preparing for their bowl game, et cetera, et cetera. That's a problem for me. That's a big problem. Because if you're going to do this whole pay-to-play ordeal, which I 100% am on board with, I think that NIL is a good thing for college football. These players deserve to be getting paid. They generate the schools a boatload of cash, and they deserve their cut. Helps them protect themselves against injuries, puts money in their pockets. I love the idea. But it has to be regulated. It can't just be this on a whim. You can start recruiting people whenever you want, the transfer portal, blah, blah, blah. There needs to be a commissioner. There needs to be rules. There needs to be punishments if you break those rules, because this is no longer amateur sport. It's not. They're getting paid millions. Carson Beck coming down to Miami is getting $10 million. This got to be regulated. It's a business now, and it's got to be ran like a business. They need a commissioner. They need boards. They got to fix the seating, the whole nine yards. So there's a lot that needs to be done with college football. We spoke with Mike Griffith of the Atlantic Journal-Constitute earlier this week. He doesn't believe there's going to be any changes this upcoming season to the seeding in the playoff, in the 12-team playoff. It's just too soon. We got to be happy with what we've got. I love the playoff this year. I thought it was great. I think it's great for college football, these extra games. And it, you know, it allows us to see a team that Ohio State and Notre Dame both went to the national championship. Neither would have been in the playoff if it was a 4-team playoff. Neither of them would. They wouldn't have had a chance, and who knows what would have happened then. So I think it was cool. I think they did it. You know, it was the right thing to do, expanding to 12. These auto bids for the conference championships and the way the seeding went down made absolutely no sense. There's no way around it. Oregon, undefeated season. They are either going to have to go up against Ohio State or Tennessee. How does that make sense? And we saw what happened. Ohio State absolutely annihilated them. The game was over at the end of the first quarter. So I feel for Spencer Danielson and Boise State. Definitely not fair. Transfer portal has to be cleaned up. No way around it. And let's stick with the theme of college football, but tied into the NFL. NFL draft. The mock drafts are out everywhere. Teams are starting to make comments. Speculation is circling. Most notably, the Tennessee Titans have publicly came out and said, we are not going to pass up on a generational talent with our first pick. Now, what does that mean? What do they deem a generational talent? What does it sound like? What do the bettors think it's like going to the sports books? Well, Travis Hunter's odds skyrocketed to be taking it first. Does generational talent mean a guy who plays wide receiver and cornerback? Because what the mock drafts have, I have ESPN and USA Today opened up. They got Tennessee taking Cam Ward. ESPN and USA Today. Is that the generational talent that they're talking about? Because a lot of people aren't exactly sure if he's the best quarterback in the draft. I think he is, but there's a lot of speculation on Shador. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's an interesting situation for Tennessee to be making a comment like that. I think the predicament that they're in is Will Levis is obviously not a guy. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't think he's a backup quarterback in the NFL. I just don't. I think he's bad. Terrible. Some of the turnovers he had this season looked like, 12-year-old. Not good. Bad quarterback. So they have to address that. But are you going to pass up on Travis Hunter? Two-way player, I don't know. My gut says they are going to take Travis Hunter because I think there's going to be too much pressure, or they make a trade. And the trade that I can see happening for me is the Las Vegas Raiders trading up for the number one pick and snagging Shador. We've seen all of the clips all around. We've seen Shador, with the owner of the Raiders. We've seen the comments. We've seen his posts on Instagram. Tom Brady's there, which means Deion would be cool with it. So I could see that happening. Is it what I expect? No. Is it a move that I could see happening? Yes. Cleveland Browns, will they take Travis Hunter? I don't know. What I'm interested in talking about real quick for a second is the New York Giants and who we're going to take. I don't think I want Shador Sanders at quarterback. I don't. I don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. Do I like Deion a lot? Yes. Do I hope Shador does well? Absolutely. But what I'm looking at is Shador Sanders on ESPN is going to the New York Giants, and I am not so sure how I feel about that. USA Today has us also. Shador Sanders, potentially another Milwaukee Journal Centennial, says we're taking Travis Hunter, Shador. So it looks like Shador is coming to New York, and that's what all the reports have been. So let's see how that pans out. But up next, we're going to go into a two-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. It is time for the 2-Minute Drill with your host, Tyler Levine. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. All right, it's been announced. Bill Belichick's UNC era begins with a historic Monday night clash against TCU. September 1st, 2025, Labor Day weekend, 7:30 p.m. What are we going to see out of UNC this year? I think that he can turn this program around fast. I think they could be a contender quickly. I don't think that's going to happen necessarily in the first season, but let's see, man. I mean, transfer portal era is here. NIL is here, and UNC's got the cash to back them. They wouldn't have brought him in if they weren't serious about turning this program around and really bringing something other than basketball and soccer. For those who don't know, UNC has a great soccer program, but what UNC is known for is basketball. There's no hiding it. And I think this move has signified that, hey, we're here to play football as well. And they want to grow that sport at the university. His contract, by the way, includes obviously a ton of performance incentives, but also private jet access, country club membership. So they got big expectations for Bill. There was a lot of rumors his contract wasn't signed yet and this, that, and the other thing, $10 million buyout to go back to the NFL. Look, I think Belichick's going through this. I don't think that he would have made all this noise, showed up at the basketball game in the light blue suit, if he didn't fully intend to fulfill his obligation to UNC for at least a season. But let's see. Let's see how it turns out. I mean, who would have thought? If I would have told you 5 years ago, Bill Belichick coaching UNC football, you would have sent me to the mental institution and had me drug tested. But it's real. And we're going to see it for the first time September 1st, 2025, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. UNC kicking off against TCU next college football season. All right, folks, thank you so much for joining me here for the last hour on Sports Overnight America. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, I will be back with you for First Touch. And I'll be back the hour after that for Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for listening. See you guys tomorrow.